there you go, Teddy J.
Listen to the vibes. Just
weird.
Oh, man.
Takes me back to my time and place, right? Music does. Beach. Wine tropic.
Chris Cross said this was a song about his father, by the way. He gets deep onto the meaning of the song. You wouldn't admit that for a while, but it was about him and his dad having a bad relationship and, like, a cool, cool story, you know?
Yeah, great song. Question. Is Christopher Cross the best-looking musician of all time?
No, what?
Yeah. I mean, when you think Dreamboat Hunk from the early 80s, I really think the first person you think of is Christopher Cross. If you don't know what I'm talking about,
he looks like ladies, me with some hair.
I'm going to have to Google this now. Now I'm curious.
I would Google him because, ladies, if you Google him, just know you might need to sit on a towel first because Christopher Cross has all the good looks. Just make sure you're ready for all the machismo. 617-779.
Oh, wow. That doesn't matter. When the music speaks for yourself. You know,
7937. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson. And you know what we're going to do? Something that I rarely do, and that's like pay off my tees. I said that Greg Breslow was talking about what he's going to end up doing here at the trade deadline. Stiz, let that son of a bitch roll.
Well, I guess, like, you know, starting with pitching, our pitching has carried a bulk of the weight for most of season. We need to be mindful of the workload demands that we're putting on some of our younger guys, but also hope that we can balance that out with guys getting healthy. But I don't think there's anyone who would sit in this seat and, you know, try to make a deep postseason run and say that, you know, they wouldn't explore opportunities to upgrade, you know, upgrade the bullpen, especially because the bullpen is so important in the postseason. And then I think when you look at our position player group, there's no secret that we've struggled to score runs at times. And, you know, recently I think we've seen some signs of life in the approach and the damage that we're able to do, and players deserve a ton of credit for that, and our coaching staff deserves a ton of credit for that. But you know, I think our position player group has a ton of flexibility because a bunch of our infielders can move around the diamond, a bunch of our corner outfielders are capable of playing center field. And so, you know, if we look to upgrade offensively, I don't think we have to pinpoint a particular position in order to make that improvement.
Okay. Ken, what do you make of his a very vague plan that they
BBA,
seem to have going forward?
Best bat available. That's what he's saying. I don't care what position. We're going to go for the best deal, the best bat we can, and we can put him anywhere. We can put him at DH. We can move our shortstop to second to short, left fielder to DH, whatever it is, we'll find a way to fit him in.
Do you think that's the right way to approach it?
Yes. Because okay. If you can get Byron Buxton from the Twins, I'm in. If you can get Jeremy Pena from the Astros, I'll take him. If the catcher's the best thing, Shea Langeliers or Hunter Goodman, let's go. Whatever Brez can pull off. You're right, Rich, he's not very good at the trade deadline for some reason. It's been a block for him. But just help get Theo to help, whatever it is that you need to get it done, let's get a bat in here.
All right. Teddy J, I need to get your take on this. I'm going to do the Ken Laird pivot. I'm drastically going from one sport to a different one. Like, boom, boom, boom. But I need to get your take on this. This was weird. I had no idea this was happening until I read this quote from Mike Vrabel, and I'm like, hang on, who did he just say?
Yeah, I thought the same thing when I heard it.
Okay, let's let this clip roll. This is Mike Vrabel throwing out a name that honestly, it made me do a double take. Let's let it roll.
You know, DeAndre Hopkins is here with us, kind of in a, you know, just to kind of check things out as far as what he wants to do, as far as coaching, and you'll see him on the field and whether that's personnel. And so I use him as an example because he wasn't the fastest receiver, but he had an unbelievable play style and a play strength and a route craft that allowed him to succeed.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins? What is going on, Ted?
Yeah, I was shocked. I thought, wait a minute. We signed DeAndre Hopkins? No, he's just here as a consultant for a coach. So I guess he's officially retired. I mean, he played for Baltimore last year. He played in 17 games for Baltimore.
Well, he said a month ago he still has a lot of ball left. So
yeah, I mean,
I don't think he's retired.
I was in Houston when he got drafted there in 2013, and he was incredible. I mean, he was absolutely incredible. And Mike was there in Houston for a few years, obviously, as the linebackers coach and the D coordinator. So he's got a familiarity with him there. And then, of course, D-Hop played in Tennessee for him, I believe, for a little bit. But D-Hop's, I love his game. I love that he's here. I like that an accomplished player like DeAndre Hopkins is here helping out, consulting, just for the younger guys to be around a player like that, I think is very, very valuable. And, you know, maybe this, you know, I like the Patriots kind of attracting guys like this as their coaches. You know, I think that's a good thing.
Hell yeah. Did you, the time you were down there when he was in Houston, did you get any kind of sense as to whether or not he was somebody who could make a good coach one day?
That never struck me. His behavior didn't suggest that maybe that was, and usually guys that are as accomplished as D-Hop don't go into coaching, especially right away, right? They go on, it's the proverbial bubble guys, the guys that had to fight for their jobs that get into coaching. So to see somebody as high profile and as successful as D-Hop, I mean, is he a Hall of Famer?
Sure.
He's borderline Hall of Famer. I mean, usually that profile player doesn't go into coaching, right?
He had five Pro Bowls.
He had
4 or 5 years of excellence, I think.
I always think a Hall of Famer is at least 4 to 6 years of an all pro where you're considered the best of your position, at least for a 5 year period. So, yeah. But D-Hop is a hell of a player. So I was surprised to hear when Mike said that. I was like, dude, he's going to, you know, I mean, wow. Okay. Who's Keyshawn Booty? Who are they letting go? But, he's here to be a coach, which I think is really cool.
It's funny because I'm looking up some of his stats here and just trying to, because instantly I thought, yes, Hall of Famer, which is weird because doesn't have a ring. But I mean, I just remember, you know, it's the weirdest thing is you remember the guys that helped you win your fantasy league. and DeAndre Hopkins was like the king. Like if you had him, like you, it was almost like cheating. So he's had 1,000 career catches.
That's true.
Which is insane. And of all the, and I'm reading of all the eligible receivers who's reached that milestone, all but 3 are in Canton. He's also a 3 first time all pro, 5-time Pro Bowler, and sits 16th all time in receptions.
So 3-time all pro. So he's
3 all pro, 5 Pro Bowl.
Okay. Well, that's borderline. I'd say 4 is kind of, he's borderline. He's going to be a borderline Hall of Famer.
He's right there with Anquan Boldin, who's not in the Hall of Fame.
Which they have similar games.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins is never
Ward,
wide open.
Maybe, like, what about like Hines Ward? You know, that's kind of this. Yeah, very similar too.
I mean, not different players, but I mean similar catches, 1,000 catches.
Yeah. So yeah, but that's like I heard that. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Why is DeAndre Hopkins here? And I actually had to look up and see if he was still playing. I actually didn't even know he was on the Ravens last year. He only scored like 2 touchdowns, I believe. And I know he was there, but I just totally forgot that he was even on that team.
D-Hop's got a whole vibe, a whole feel, like he's a excellent dresser. He's got he's just got a presence about him. I think guys are going to gravitate to him. You'll notice him out there. He's sleek. He's just a hell of an athlete, man. He really is. And you know, his style of play was he never was ever going to be open. He didn't separate. But if the ball was even close, he was going to fight for the ball and win any contested catch. That's just who he was.
Ted, by the way, it was just announced that apparently Andy Reid said that Patrick Mahomes has been fully cleared for practice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Good luck. Good luck. It's going to be, hey, man, I mean, he needs some help. I don't know. I told you, Eric Bieniemy's back there as offensive coordinator. I think that's going to be a big difference, but, man.
What's the order of finish in that division between Denver, the Chargers, and the Chiefs?
I'm going to say Chargers are going to finish first.
Wow.
And then the Broncos, and then the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs, they're going to be better, but I don't know if they win 9 games this year. I mean, they only won 6 last year.
The receiving core is not good. I mean,
not it's not.
You love Mike McDaniel. Like you,
as an offensive coordinator, I know I'm kind of like you with Chad Tracy. Mike McDaniel as the offensive coordinator for Justin Herbert, I think is going to be a big difference.
Oh, and somebody texted earlier, Rich, that McDaniel should get a 2 on the GWAR, the gut wins above replacement scale. And Ted is kind of wavering on that.
No, I don't think that's the worst thing. He's one of the – I said 7 players. If you want to add 2 coaches, Vrabel and add Josh, I'd be okay with that. Vrabel's worth 3, I'd say Josh is worth a game and a half.
Okay. You know what? I agree with you. I mean, I've obviously have a very strong opinion about him as a head coach, but yeah, as an offensive coordinator, one of the best in the game. Absolutely.
No question, man.
All right. 617-779-7937. It is time for Ken versus everyone. If you are radio glory, if you are ready to go head to head with one Ken Laird to find out really who's the cock of the walk, give us a call, 617-779-7937. No prize.
Any hint of the category this week or no?
I never give a hint of the category. Never. I'm not all giving right, you an right. edge. Come on, man. It could be about
anything.
It'd
be the same edge for the caller. You might get a caller that knows about that subject that would want to call in. You know?
Nope, that's the beauty of it. It's going to be completely the I tell you it, and immediately we go into it. A random topic. Let's see if you can do it. 617-779-7937. We'll do that in 2 minutes.
Seven!